Right, WordFest 2014, our penultimate event, the Come Ride With Me evening. I'm here with Paul, Sabrina and Deanna. Deanna, tell us about tonight and Come Ride With Me and how you found things.
Hello, so Come Ride With Me is an event that I run with Dean Atta, who was unable to be with us today, and we do it in London and Brighton, and we got invited to Crawley, which is absolutely incredible, and so we decided to book our favourite performers who come in the shape and form of Holly McNish, Paul Cree and Sabrina Mahfouz to come and kind of bring the essence of Come Ride With Me to Crawley, which involves poetry and open mic to allow other people to have their voices, but also Caribbean food. So it's a really communal event where people can eat, drink, listen to poetry and have conversation. And yeah, it's been a really great night, really great.
How'd you find it, Paul? Coming home, as it were.
Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, a really warm crowd. Yeah, it was fun. Like, my mum and dad are here. There was a few old people I went to school with, and it was nice. And there's lots of people I don't know, and they seem to really get it. I guess this thing for me is mainly always in London, or it's in other cities like Brighton and Birmingham. So it's nice to bring it back to where my roots are. But yeah, it was good fun, man. They were really responsive, and I mean, they get it, basically.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Sabrina, how's it for you?
Yeah, it's brilliant, amazing. Like, in this room is a lot of people that have influenced me in the past, which is totally weird because it's like Crawley, so you don't necessarily expect it to have a room packed full of influential, groundbreaking people. No cuss to Crawley, but like, not many people know where it is. And then, in fact, there's a brilliant artist in here, there's a graphic designer, there's a campaign leading feminist, and so it's been a very exciting night, and also obviously listening to the other poets, it's been great.
Do you all think with spoken word, I mean, I was I've discovered quite a lot of stuff via YouTube and things like that in recent years, and was looking at some stuff from is it Mark Griss this afternoon. Yeah. It's absolutely awesome that you can kind of discover that people are out there sort of doing this sort of thing. Do you think spoken word and poetry is on the rise, or coming out from the shadows, or how do you find it kind of doing gigs in different places?
I think it's a really tough question, because like I think that everything goes in trends and cycles and stuff, and to say that it's on the rise means that there must be a fall, and actually I think poetry has always been present, and it's just changed its form to be more contemporary, which people are like cottoning on is a little bit cool. So I think it's just changing its form, and with the rise of internet, it's that much more accessible and innovative, so it's able to reach so many more ears and eyes, which allows it to kind of become popular.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you think there's a certain the performance aspect is something new though?
I don't know, I didn't live 50 years ago, but to me, certainly when I started, it was new. Because in school, I wasn't told that there was performance poetry, it was just poetry that you read. So when I started, it was definitely something that was new, but I'm sure like my contemporaries would be like, no, this is not new, we've been doing it for years, and you're standing on the shoulders of giants. And it's just, we're able to put it out in, so it's not just a room of people seeing it. You can put it on the internet where the whole world can see it, and you can share it with people that you may never meet, and so it's just kind of, it's that much more visible, I guess.
Yeah. How about you, Paul? Were you sort of saying you came through kind of emceeing and kind of things like that, and have almost come from a different angle?
Yeah, I came into it, I knew next to nothing about it, and then you discover quite quickly, actually, there's people that have been doing it for years, and from what I understand, it had big moments in the 80s, and you start to learn names like John Cooper Clarke and Porky the Poet, who was the stand-up comedian, Phil Jubis. Yeah, they were all doing it, and then like my dad was a musician, or is a musician, and they said you'd always get them at gigs, in between bands and stuff. And I just, for me, I was just in my small, narrow-minded little world, I just had no idea that these things existed. And yeah, I think they exist now, they exist back then, and they probably always will exist. It's just whether or not, I guess, a journalist comes in and says, oh yeah, it's on the rise, or I don't know. But yeah, man, it seems to be pretty fun at the moment. You know, been lucky enough to perform a fair few places, and yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
So, Rina, I was interested when you mentioned about kind of discovering the Sarah Maples work and how that influenced you to write. You know, I'm you know, into lots of different things as well. So, you know, certain things just, you know, give me that buzz to kind of create things. Is that how you? Yeah, that's how you found it, obviously.
Yeah, like I think that if I didn't really like other art forms, then I wouldn't really make my own. Like, it would seem a bit pointless. Like people making music that didn't listen to music, I don't think that happens. So yeah, I was constantly looking at all different types of art and learning from it and stealing from it.
Cool. Excellent. So just to wrap up, where can people find you online?
You can find Come Rhyme With Me on Twitter. We are at Come Rhyme With Us, but we've also got individual Twitter handles, so at Deanna Roger, at Sabrina Mafuse, and at Paul Cree. And like, online's the best place. Google's an amazing thing if you can't remember things, so just remember Come Rhyme With Me, and we'll post information about these guys as well. And Holly McNish, of course.
Oh, yes, who, not to forget, yes,
yeah, who's yeah, so do yeah, follow us and retweet and share and come and tap into it and see whether you like it. Because you only know when you're in the room.
Excellent. Cheers, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.